Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who once planted evidence so he could make a citizen's arrest, Pete Chwaba.
Big shout out, if I may. A radio shout out to Chris Casper, one of the amazing engineers here at Civic Media, who I make his life a living hell wherever I go, because when I did a remote a few weeks ago at the Minocqua Brewing Company, Chris had all kinds of stuff thrown at him last minute. I don't know what I'm doing. I've been doing radio for 7 months, so I'm totally lost, and he's just got my back. He's a great guy, so thanks for working hard for us tonight and getting things right for our in-studio performer, Marta Hansen, who will be here at 8:20. So we have a few more minutes here with Pat McGann, who has been waiting patiently. Pat, so who do you think is funny today? If you're not watching your own stand-up and laughing hysterically, like I assume you do every night, who are you watching that makes you laugh?
Sebastian Maniscalco.
Yeah.
Who puts me to work all the time.
There you go.
I really enjoy him. No, I also enjoy, I've been a fan of Bill Burr for a long time. I don't think I would probably drop any names that surprise you. I don't watch a ton. I mean, I do and I don't, you know. Nate Bargatze, very funny guy. I enjoy, I'm trying to think who else I've been watching. I liked Wanda Sykes' last special. I thought her special on Netflix was very funny.
She is funny.
I'm trying to think who else.
Do you like Chappelle? Are you a Chappelle fan?
Yes. I mean, Chappelle, Chris Rock, all the like obvious, right. Brian Regan, a lot of these. But you know who I think about a lot is John Caponera.
Oh, yeah. Fellow Southsider there. Yeah, very funny.
Yeah, and I think about how I observed him, and maybe like it didn't dawn on me at the time, but it was like, I remember like talking to him backstage, and you know, he's about to go on, and he was not like, you know how some people be like, hey, I got to get in my zone, I got to get in my space, and he was like the one carrying the conversation, and he's about to go on. So then he goes on, and you ever get that feeling like, wait, that's a different person that was just back here.
Huh.
Like, he just flips this switch and becomes, right, like a performer. Because that's what I feel like sometimes we almost have to remind ourselves, like, yeah, you're doing stand-up. Yeah, you're doing jokes. You're doing a lot of the same stuff over and over again. But you have to, like, act like you're doing it for the first time in a way.
Right.
And I didn't really, like, maybe identify it at the time, but it's like, yeah, he flips a switch and he goes to work and he performs the material, like becomes like this animated character in a way.
Yeah.
And I just think there's a lot of takeaway from that when you see it in person, especially when you see it like he's this guy backstage in the green room. And then he goes up there. You're like, how is that the same guy that was just in here? You know?
That's so great. It's very interesting you say that, because I remember that Zany's green room. And I remember I was in a college contest when I was at DePaul. And the other comic, I think it was Larry Reeb and Anthony Griffin, were on the show that night. And I'm just hanging out, waiting to go on. And they're between shows. And Anthony Griffin, this is going to sound so weird, Anthony Griffin is eating a beef sandwich from like Mr. Beef down the street. And I'm like, God, all I want in life is to be eating an Italian beef sandwich between shows in the green room at Zany's. You know what I mean? Like, it was
right,
just like,
right.
I don't know, that what you just said made me think of that. And it was, it's those great things we keep with us as young comedians or performers that are so impressionable. And Caponera probably doesn't remember talking to you that night, but it had this profound impact on you. That's so cool.
Yeah, for sure. And then that's what it is too. You know, it's like, there's no classes you can take. There's no school you can go to. It's just doing it, observing it, being around it, and, you know, trying to really just learn from the experience and from, you know, being around people that you're always going to be around people that have been doing it longer, you know?
Yeah.
And you're always going to be around people that have been through it. So those are the people I've always learned from a ton.
That's great. What is your career goal, Pat? You got, you know, you're doing theaters. You could probably do theaters, I'm sure, without Sebastian, but you're having fun with him. That's great. Do you want to keep selling out theaters? Have your own sitcom, be a social media sensation, chimney sweep. What are your aspirations? I don't know.
I mean, I would love to. I want to keep developing the stand-up. You know, I feel like I'm just kind of getting going with some of the material, is getting like closer, more like feel like I'm being myself on stage, and, you know, keep doing stand-up. If there's an opportunity to do a sitcom or do a show, I would be open to that. I like hosting. I would love to host a show. I want to host your show. I want to take this show over. It's only a 3-hour drive to Madison. I could do this.
You could commute. I'd be scared you would take it over, but I actually need to find a replacement in mid-August because I am taking a vacation and they want me to find a replacement. So I know you're half joking, but that option is there if you want it. I'll just say, you told me you got divorced recently, and usually when I've had, you know, obviously a lot of friends who get divorced, and you never take sides.
I asked you not to bring that up.
It takes two people. I know, but now you're threatening to take my show away, Pat. So I'm going to make you look bad. No, but it takes, you know, two people to be married, two people to get divorced. And you're the one case, and I don't know you really well, but I feel like I have a good sense of the person you are, where I'm like, I would never leave Pat. And I have a staunch record of heterosexuality, Pat. But I don't know how you're divorced. And that's a compliment. And I don't even know what to do with it. You seem like a great guy, is what I'm saying.
No, it was not in the plans. I didn't see it coming, but, you know, it's hard to talk about in a country where marriage is so sacred, you know.
Well, the reason I brought that up, I was trying to throw you a compliment, but you do great jokes.
It's Shaq shooting a free throw. Those are the chances of success. The same as Shaq shooting a free throw. It's a coin flip. No, I
didn't mean to bring.
I was surprised by it too. I know. I'm surprised by it too. But I think it was, you know, a lot of like, you know, just life happening in the last several years. And, you know, it's, I'm trying to talk about it more like on stage with you. I'm talking about like, just like getting my life together. Cause I had to get like all new furniture. Because when you're getting divorced, you're not looking ahead thinking like, hey, where am I going to sit? So I had to go to like Bob's Furniture. That's when you know your life's in disarray, when you're at Bob's Furniture. You know, because you ask questions like, there's a lot of furniture. Hey, this is this maple, oak? What's this? Like, no, it's the dust. That's the sawdust. And we press it together. And then we sell it to sad people like you. I mean, I got a sectional made out of denim and gauze in my house. Armrest is like a cinder block, a kitchen towel after I got a concussion taking a nap.
It's just,
I don't know if you bought furniture recently, but they'll try and talk you into like getting a cup holder. You want a cup holder in your couch? Like, I'm getting divorced. My life's not over.
I was just trying to get you to talk about your kids and all the jokes you do about your kids. And here I got some of the new divorce material. That is so great.
I'm trying to work it out.
Where am I going to
sit? My kids are busy, though. They're good.
Yeah.
They got enough going on.
Speaking of kids, Pat, everyone that comes on the show, I ask them what they're watching. Or have you taken your kids to see any of the summer blockbusters?
No, I have not. They want to see the Despicable Me 4. That's in the plans. And that's what it is now. Like, you go to these, it's like, you want to see Spider-Man 12? You want to see Batman 9? Every redo. What are we watching? We watch YouTube videos of people opening presents, but we don't see faces. We just look at hands opening packages. That's what kids watch now. So satisfying.
That sounds fun. What about you when you're done after a long day? I assume you write for 12 to 14 hours a day. What do you watch when you put your pen down? I assume you write with a pen too, Pat.
I do. I write with a pen, feather pen. I quill. I have a quill. And I dip it in my ink. No, I watch. You know what I'm watching right now is the new installment of Hard Knocks. Nice. HBO. It's like the New York Giants trying to build their team. And I'm watching, what else have I been watching recently? I watch a lot of documentaries. I don't watch a ton of comedy.
It's hard to watch. I find it, I'm like into true crime and stuff and cop shows. I can't watch comedy either. Like I'll flip around, and if I see something, I'll watch it for a little bit, but no, I'm with you. When are you coming to Wisconsin? Last question for you. When can we see
you?
I'm
going to be with Sebastian. I'm going to be with Sebastian November 6th in Milwaukee.
Oh,
at
nice.
At that arena, Fiserv.
Oh, wow.
Which is going to be pretty insane. And that's all I have on the books for Wisconsin right now. But I'm hoping to get back to Milwaukee myself. I'm working on coming to the Pabst, I believe.
Oh, sweet.
So I hope to be able to, share a date on that soon.
Okay.
But then, I'll be traveling with Sebastian when he comes through in November.
Pfizer Forum, that's no – are you going to dunk?
Yes.
Sweet.
You got to find somebody to dunk on.
That's a great closing bit. Just don't open with it, Pat. Never open with a showstopper. But I think if you dunk at the end, if you dunk at the end of your set, you'll be in good shape.
Can I close on a left-handed layup? Would that impress anyone?
yeah, absolutely. Hey, man, this is so great. I'm so glad you took some time. It was just great to have you on the show. I cannot thank you enough, my friend.
Yeah, really good to see you and hear you, Pete. Thanks for having me, bud. I really appreciate it. And
you got it.
Like I said, I want to take the show from you.
Well, bring it. I don't know, what am I supposed to say to that? None of you
heard
that.
I was joking, Pete.
I know. Think about guest hosting, though. I'm sure they'd love to have you, especially after hearing this interview and how much funnier you are. Seriously, great time. Thanks so much. And we'll talk soon. Keep us posted on the Wisconsin dates, too.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Pete.
Okay.
Good to hear you, buddy. All right.
You too. All right. That's Pat McGann. Check out his special, When's Mom Gonna Be Home, on Amazon. Very funny. Fun for the whole family, too. Pat is mostly clean and just hilarious. So check him out on Amazon Prime. Coming up next on Nightlight, we have one of my favorite local performers here in Madison. This is the second time her music will make an appearance on Nightlight, and she is in studio next. It's Mara Hansen. This is Pete Schwab in Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Like have so much talent on a show, I don't even know what to do with it. Pat McGann, now we're gonna transition to Marta Hansen in just a minute here. We've got great text coming in. Anna from the 608 says, I already read that. Oh my gosh. Conrad, how are we doing on text? There we go.
A little behind.
Okay. From the 920, Ronnie from Horican. I think he was just letting us know his name. Jim from Appleton says, my favorite is Ernest Borgnine. I had no idea Ernest Borgnine was from Wisconsin. Huh. Anna also says Willem Dafoe was great in the Florida Project. I have not seen that. Thank you, Anna. Jim from Appleton says, note, Willem Dafoe in Sandlot. I dislike autocorrect. I didn't think he was in Sandlot. Tom from New Berlin says Gene Wilder rocks. Totally agree. Tom also says with Richard Pryor. Yes, I remember a film called Silver Streak that they were in together. It was like a rated R movie, and I was like 10. It was fun to watch because there was swearing. So thank you for that trip down memory lane, Tom. Carla from Baraboo says, hi, Pete and Conrad, Agnes Moorhead. Nice pull, Aunt Carla. Love that. Conrad, you should take a memo. We should look up some Agnes Moorhead credits.
Sounds good.
All right. Tom from New Berlin with Eugene Wilder and Gilda Radar Radner. What a hoot they would be to have over for dinner. I totally agree with you, Tom. I can't read. anymore. And we'll read some more of your texts coming up next. But right now, it is my pleasure to welcome a guest. I can't even tell you. I heard her music for the first time about 6 weeks ago when Terry Barr was on Nightlight, as she so often is on Friday nights. And she introduced Conrad and me to this next artist who joins me now in the studio. It's a pleasure to welcome you to Nightlight. Marta Hansen,
Hi.
How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you for having me.
You made the trip all the way to downtown Madison from?
Sun Prairie.
The Burbs.
The Burbs.
Nice.
But I'm a UW alum.
Okay.
Madison has my heart. I love it.
Yeah, it's a great, I'm telling you. I've been coming here like once a month. I live up in the Marinette area. Mm-hmm. But I've had this PBS gig for like 12 years now, and I come down like once a month to shoot stuff for their TV station. And I have fallen in love with I loved Madison when I was doing stand-up and I would come here back in the 90s.
Sure.
But then now coming down here as an adult, I don't – there's a lot of people that live here. I can't believe there aren't more.
Right.
It's such a fun town.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's awesome.
So we both endorse Madison.
We endorse
I think
Madison.
We had to get that out of the
we
way
got,
right
yes.
at the beginning
yep.
because it would have been
Fully
weird.
Endorsed.
I think all the listeners are wondering how much we both like Madison.
Yeah.
So there you go. So where does the term piano girl come from?
Piano gal.
Gal, I'm sorry.
Well, and I aren't you that piano lady? I get lots of, you know,
that
lots
piano.
Of that. Well, I'm a piano tuner, piano technician. That's my trade. And it's a very male dominated field. And
is
so
it really?
It is.
Okay.
And so
why
when
is
I,
that?
I don't know.
Huh.
I actually have no idea. It's a really fun job. Takes a lot of training. But when I got into it, when I thought of branding myself, naming my business, I thought I'd kind of do a play on the girly part of it. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So is that sort of like your day job, would you say?
Is it is my day job.
Because
yes.
you're such a great, I mean, you've got all this music out there.
I do. Yeah. It's my day job. And then, I mean, this singing, songwriting, performing is a big part of my life too. But yeah, that's my second job.
How busy does that keep you? How many hours a week do you have to put in to do that?
A lot. It's really? Cool. I work a lot. I like working. So, yeah.
I saw in your bio too, you were one of the few people that did this particular type of piano tuning that you do. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Well, the tuning. Tuning wise, I do same as everybody, but I do custom work that you can't find everywhere. I do custom refurbished, all refurbished pianos, and I do custom painting and refurbishing.
Okay.
And I also do piano upcycling. So like when you see those baby grand pianos in a bar that the baby grand is a bar or it's a bookcase or something like that.
Huh.
I'm one of the few people who does that on a regular
wow.
basis.
Wow. How yeah. cool is that?
So people hire me from all over the country and I have the stuff like shipped out to them and I make whatever people want. And then I've done orange pianos and I've done Charlie Brown pianos and I've done pianos with flowers all over them and bright purple pianos. And yeah, it's I've hit a bit of a niche with
okay.
that. So yeah.
How much do you make a year? No, don't answer that. Conrad told me to ask that. I'm sorry. That was rude.
$1 million. No, I'm just kidding.
What, in a recent blog post on your website,
uh-huh.
you wrote about the science of pianos.
Yeah.
Can you explain what that is?
Well, piano tuning and pianos in general are, it's very scientific, very math related. I tune based on wave frequency accepted pitch is a certain wave frequency, which is A440, 440 hertz. Pitch and tuning in pianos, it's very mechanical. I'm using tools and all of that stuff to do the work. So there's a lot of science behind it.
Hmm.
And then it's artful too. So it's a lot of both.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
When did this love for piano start? Did you just start taking lessons when you were a kid?
Yeah, when I was 7. Wow. I never looked back.
And you stuck with it.
Yeah.
Do you regret not quitting the piano?
No. It's always the other
way
around.
That's the old joke, right?
Yes.
Nobody regrets sticking with the piano.
Exactly. They regret quitting for sure.
So let's say at my age, mm-hmm. 27, I wanted to start playing the piano. When could I start playing actual songs? How long would it take me to get, like, let's say, halfway decent?
I mean, you can play songs right away. It's just the level of difficulty.
Yeah.
But I think depends on how much effort and practice you put in. If you practice at least several times a day, maybe in a few years, you could be playing some basic, simpler Beethoven pieces. But definitely, and you know, there's some kids who just pick it up immediately and they're playing stuff within a year. But most, it's a lifelong skill for sure. Yeah. So it can take, it's years to be masterful. I've been playing for 38 years or something like that. Jeez. So.
Do you have adults that take up the piano at
absolutely.
A certain?
Absolutely.
That's
yes.
encouraging.
Yeah. It's all about what you put into it. If you practice, yeah. you'll improve. If you don't, you will stay sucky.
Now that's science. So when did you transition to, like, let's say you learned how to play the piano and you started writing your own songs? How old were you when you started doing that?
Well, I started writing songs very poorly my whole life. I actually didn't really fully like dig into songwriting until I was in my 30s.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think having kids, having a business, having a marriage, dealing with the craziness and awareness of the world just gave me a lot of topics to write about more. So I've just had so much more life experience, and I started putting that into music. And then I really, really dug in during COVID because I had nothing else to do. So I wrote a whole album in 2020.
Nice.
Of original stuff.
All right. So when we got to do a quick thing here with our award-winning news team. They're going to keep us informed.
Okay.
And then we're going to come back and you're going to play something. You're going to play my favorite song?
I'll play your favorite song first.
I'm
yes.
so
I'll
excited
do that.
You are here, and I cannot wait to hear that live.
Sure.
Conrad, are you excited?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Oh, God. You are lucky I am not in Green Bay right now, young man, because...
I'm excited.
All right. He really is excited.
I can tell. I can hear it in your voice. Right. Yes, very excited.
Marta Hansen is in studio at Nightlight here in Madison tonight. So much fun to have her. We are going to hear her play live. That's coming up next on Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Peach Wabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who never leaves the house without wearing a cup, Peach Wabba.
Robert from McFarland says he would have to say Orson Welles. From the 920, we have a Tony Shalhoub vote. Love Tony Shalhoub. Tom from New Berlin says, used to work with Houdini. He never showed up. That's probably a disappearing joke that I'm not quite getting. But this is a great question tonight. Would you agree, Conrad?
Yeah, definitely.
I'm just making sure you're still there.
I am.
All right. He turns the mic down, and he has like a keg party when I'm not there. Bridget from the 818 says, I love Mark Ruffalo. He's great in everything he does. I could not agree more, Bridget. She says he is from Kenosha. Mm-hmm. Yes, he is. She says, Peach Schwab is my favorite Wisconsin actor from the North Woods. Okay. Thank you, Bridget. I appreciate that. Not a whole lot of competition up there, so, but there's some. That's good. And then Aunt Carla checks in again and says, Agnes Moorhead was Andora, Samantha's mortal loathing, quick-witted witch mother. Yes, of course. I never watched that show, but thank you, Carla, for keeping us in the loop there. So keep those questions coming. Who is your favorite actor or actress from Wisconsin? That is our question of the night, and it's a good one. We've had a lot of activity on this. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or you can text us on the app. If you haven't downloaded it yet, you absolutely should. It is one of the most easy-to-use apps. Chris, did you have anything to do with the app? No? Just say that you did. Right. Yeah, it's all Chris Casper, folks. All right. We have an outstanding show going here tonight. We've had Pat McGann on in the first hour, and now we have musician Marta Hansen. The piano gal is in studio, and word on the street is that you're going to perform my favorite song of yours. Is that true?
I am.
Okay. Tell us a little bit, if you would. The song is called The Lasts,
yes.
right?
Yes.
And I liked it so much, I went to the Google.
And
I could not find the lyrics, but I kind of can hear them in there. So I get the song, but now that I have you here, I think I'll be able to decipher it a little bit easier.
Probably.
But tell us, where did you get the inspiration for this song?
The song is about my kids
Wow,
and
nice.
Being a parent. So it's It's about those moments where the moments of being a parent that are the last moments, and you don't know it's the last moment until it's already passed. Like walking them to school one day, they don't want you to anymore. Carrying them, rocking them to sleep, doing all those things that like you look back like a year later and you're like, that was the last time I did that. And, you know, it's just those moments, because you always take pictures of like the big moment, the graduations and all of the things. But what about those little things that just kind of like end?
I like this song even more now. And I was at a play yesterday in Marinette at our theater on the Bay. They do a great job. Yeah. And my daughter, when we moved here from Los Angeles in 2011, she was six, seven.
Yeah.
She started in these shows. And then yesterday she was in Matilda. And she was part of the ensemble and dancing and singing a song called When I Grow Up. And it's she's going to away to college in the fall.
Ugh,
and she's singing When I Grow Up. And all I can do is picture her on the stage at seven and now her last show. I lost it.
Yeah.
So anyway. All right. So I love hearing a story behind a song. So let's this is Marta Hansen performing her song The Last here on Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Wasn't on live radio right now, it would be a wreck.
Oh,
knowing it, now that I know what you're singing about, it's even worse, Marta. My God. How old are your kids?
13, and my oldest will be 16 in 2 weeks.
All right. So you've got a few lasts. You've got more time. That's, yeah. I'm about to be an empty nester.
I know.
So
we're looking
terrible.
At colleges.
And, yeah. It goes so fast. It's just crazy. So that's just such a beautiful song. How do you measure songs that you've done in terms of, like, do you use Spotify or can you tell how many people have heard that? You must get a lot of good feedback.
Yeah. I mean, I get a lot of feedback when I perform live. And I love that personal person to person feedback, but I'm on Spotify, I'm on iTunes and all those things. And so I do see streams and I see which songs are the most popular in that regard. And, you know, what takes on the radio here on Max Inc. And then I do get radio play on 105.5 on the local hour with Kitty. So gauge it all that way. And I mean, at the end of the day, for me, I just want to connect with people. And I think there's not enough music out there from like a parent perspective. And so I do write a lot about being a parent and being in my 40s and like just that, because we go through some stuff, you know?
Oh,
yeah. So if I feel the emotion behind it when I sing it, I know people are feeling it when they listen.
It's kind of, parenthood is kind of a trap because you just kind of like, I mean, I always knew I wanted to have kids, but you don't get the emotion and all that stuff and the connect. They're what makes you feel old because you see how old they get. Like, I'm an immature goofball most of the time.
I can't
brand myself that way anymore because I have kids and I have to be an adult sometimes.
I know. I'm like, I still think I'm really cool and fun and hip, and then my kids are like, okay.
I think you are, but now as you say that, if you're watching on the stream, you do look like you're sitting at the kids' table.
I know. I do. I'm like, way down here. Hi, everybody. Hey, but you remember my tattoos? I'm still cool.
You're cool.
I'm cool.
For sure.
Just way down here, kids' table.
Marta Hansen is my guest here on Nightlight. She's in the studio here in Madison where we're bringing you Nightlight from tonight on a gorgeous night here in our state capital. So what does your family think? Do you play, like, when you think you have a good song, are they your first sort of test audience or do you have friends you go to? How do you sort of... know you have a hit or feel good about what you're doing?
Where I go to record, I work with some other musicians because, you know, I don't play guitar or bass or drums or anything. So I gauge their opinion. That's kind of the first go-to. And then, my husband and my kids, my oldest, who's named Willem, by the way.
Like, oh,
Willem
come
Dafoe.
On.
I know.
That's so
we didn't name him after Willem Dafoe, but it was a consideration because we could be like, Willem's from, you know, Wisconsin.
You were new parents. You were exhausted. It's just a misprint on the birth certificate. You just missed... As a result,
no,
you named
just,
him.
We
after,
love that name. It's just the coolest.
It's a great
unique name.
Yeah.
But he is very into music. He gets vinyl. He like digs into everything. Like currently he's like really getting into Stone Temple Pilots. Like he's working his way through all the 90s. He like goes through all discographies. So if he likes it and he's going to put it, he says, Mom, I would put that on this playlist.
Yeah.
I know I've got a good one.
Nice.
Because he knows music.
Do you have a favorite venue in Madison you like to play?
Oh, gosh.
Or elsewhere in Wisconsin. We're on statewide, so if you are going to be anywhere in the state, I'd love it for you to tell people.
Yeah, I mean, I stick to kind of the Madison and then Burbs kind of area. Unfortunately, I'm done for the rest of this summer because I'm having surgery on Monday. But normally I'm playing throughout the whole summer. And then I play in the fall and the winter and stuff too. But I play at a lot of places that are really... good for solo musicians. So like the Tasting Room of Nona, I play at BB Jack's, I play at Toot and Kate's Wine Bar, I play at a lot of places like that, and a lot of farmers markets, and you know, just kind of all over the place.
Do you just walk in with your keyboard, or do you have an arrangement or accompaniment?
I do occasionally bring other musicians, but for the most part, it's my keyboard, my sound setup, my microphone, and then my electric ukulele because I like to toss that in. Because I like to do a lot of covers, and I'll do – I like to make 90s rock covers, my feminine girly version. So sometimes that's with piano, sometimes it's with ukulele. So I'll do like, you know, like Smashing Pumpkins, but I'll do it on uke.
What song?
Disarm.
Or
in Today and also 1979. Those are ones that I cover a lot. Yeah.
Conrad, get that ready for when we go to break. That's one of our favorite go to break songs. I like that song. So who are your influences, Marta? Like who got you thinking, like who did you hear where you say, one day I want to play a song. I want to sound like them. I want to write something that inspires other people the way I hear this, you know?
You know, a lot of... I'm dating myself again. I'm in my mid 40s. So like Alanis Morissette and Sarah McLachlan, Tori Amos.
I totally get that.
Yeah, all of those. And then I love like Kurt Cobain is like, I love Nirvana. I love Foo Fighters. I love
getting a.
I love.
Chris is in there raising the roof.
I even cover Alice in Chains and I do it on piano and vocal.
Wow.
Yeah, like it's just that I'm a 90s grunge girl.
That's so cool. Do you have a song that sounds
I have one coming out this Friday. Good job. Okay. Plug in my song,
Look
Pete.
Look at that. Look how I did.
I have a new single coming out called What a Pity. And it is like straight up like you could put it on lithium on XM radio and it would fit right in.
You want to play that when we come back? Or it's totally up to you.
Well, it doesn't really work on piano. It's heavy guitar, bass. It's like gritty.
Oh,
so, but
sweet.
It's out. It comes out, and you can get it on Spotify and all streaming sites this Friday.
I have a gazoo in the car. Does that help in any way?
Oh my God, that would really grunge it up big time.
That would grunge it up.
Yes, that would be great.
How do you describe like what genre you put yourself in?
I say it's mom rock.
Oh wow, I like that.
Yeah, because I really lean into the piano, feminine. I'm classically trained singer. I went to school for music, but then underneath all of that is I'm influenced by 90s rock, and so I kind of meld it all together. And I think it's mom rock.
I love it.
Yeah,
I love it. We just heard a new genre of music here tonight on Nightlight. Thanks to Marta Hansen. She's going to play for us again. We're coming right back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Marta Hansen, one of my new favorite local musicians in the Madison area here, and she is not touring. She's done touring this summer, but when do you kick that up again?
I'll probably be back in it like September.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll start.
Do you have a website you want to plug?
I do.
Can people find out where they can see
you? I keep it as updated as I can. It's my name, Marta Hansen, H-A-N-S-E-N, music.com. So MartaHansenMusic.com.
And it's mom rock.
Mom rock.
You know what I like about that is it's so spot on for what you're doing, who you are. Like, there's a new term yacht rock is all over the place.
That's
a cool term, but I don't really see how it correlates to. Maybe I haven't been on enough yachts, and maybe that's the kind of music they play. But I'm like,
I'm not rich enough to have a yacht, so I don't know.
Yeah, I guess they play the Doobie Brothers on the yacht. I don't know. So, what would you rather do? Would you rather sing and write music, or I mean, I only ask this. I assume. Most people would say, I want to sing and songwrite and play, but you seem to truly be passionate about tuning and upcycling and restoring pianos. What's your favorite?
That's so hard. Yeah. You know, I don't even know if I could answer that. And I think it's because I'm very like in everything and I'm a kind of a busybody. And so if I did one, I would get bored and I would burn out. So like I love that I have. You know, the upcycling and the tuning and repair and the songwriting and the performing, because then I never get sick of any of them.
That's so great. All right. So tell us a little bit. You're going to play another song for us. What's it called?
It's called The Way I Used To.
Okay. And tell us, give us a little background on
this is off my EP that came out a few months ago, same as the last came out. And it's, the EP is called Of a Certain Age. So all four songs are about motherhood and aging as a woman.
Okay.
So this song is about me being in my 40s and my body changing, not looking the same, having more wrinkles, having a little bit more around my midsection, not as cool as I think I am anymore, you know, just kind of
not
like,
with that attitude.
No. So it's really, it's just about like being a woman in her 40s and what it's like to age and kind of have to come to grips with looking different, feeling different, having a different perspective.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. This is Marta Hansen live from our studios in Madison on Nightlight. Marta Hansen and her mom rock.
My mom rock.
I love that. Is that the first? Did you make that up? That's the first time I've ever heard that.
I think I made it up. I hadn't heard it from anybody else, and I was trying to like categorize myself. I was like, eh, it's not really alternative rock. It's not really modern rock. And then yeah. I was like, you know, it's kind of mom rock.
I love it.
So I just kept it.
How do you know when you have a song? How do you know, like, do you think of something while you're driving? Do you actually sit down and write? What's your process?
I sit down. I usually have like an idea on a topic, and then I write lyrics, and then I figure out all the chord progressions around the lyrics first.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Do most musicians do it that way, or
I don't know. I think it's really different. I think it varies a lot. I think some people write chords first, or some people come up with a melody first. But I do lyrics, chord changes, and then melody.
Okay.
So,
this is really fun. Can I ask you what you're watching after I plug tomorrow night's show? Can you think about what you're watching on TV? Because I'm going to...
House of the Dragon.
All right, you're supposed to think about it. I'm going to read this down.
Oh, sorry.
I'm sure you're watching more than one show.
And there's more than one show. Yeah.
That's the voice of Marta Hansen. It's been so great having her here in the studio tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And keep us posted. I want to know when you have new stuff out. I'd love to hear more of it here in the studio as well. Thank you to Pat McGann, the comedian Pat McGann. He will be at the Pfizer Forum November 6th with Sebastian Maniscalco. And you can check out Pat's special on Amazon Prime, When's Mom Gonna Be Home? Very, very funny. Thank you to all the texters and callers. And our question tonight, Conrad, I think we had a winner.
Was it Willem Dafoe or was it?
No, I just meant with the question. But
oh, yeah it was
sure,
a winner.
Willem Dafoe. He's the only one we really talked about. So. Or Chris Farley, yeah. Tomorrow night, Bob Dennis will be here to talk about The Mob. That'll be a fun talk, and author Linda Drews. And, of course, we'll look forward to more of your texts and calls as well. Okay, so your show is what? It's the...
House of the Dragon.
House of the Dragon. Yeah. So you were a Game of Thrones fan, I assume?
I was. Okay. I was, yep.
Very cool. All right, you have to stay in touch.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah,
thank
pleasure.
You to Chris Casper for setting
thank
us all
you.
Up. He is an absolute gem of a human being and a whiz at engineering. Thank you to Conrad. We'll be back tomorrow night with more Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good night, Wisconsin.